and awful soft water, and we had a big spring there. It was about 5 or 6 feet deep, and it had run a channel running up around that and run out milk house, and then had rocks up there where my mother kept milk, sitting around there every day on the rocks. That was the finest water. That's the best water in the world yet, I think.
Oh boy. What did you use when you milked the cow? What did you catch the milk in?
Oh, a tin bucket, about a half a gallon bucket. Then had a larger bucket. We'd put that in, get it full, we'd go and empty it up and go back and milk some more.
Did you have anything special to put your table scraps in so you could feed them to the animals?
Yeah, we had a what we call a slop bucket. That'd sit out beside the house, out in the kitchen.
And when your mother fried, when she cooked old pork chops or something like that, what did she cook them in?
Well, she had a big old iron skillet. Great big ones. Those skillets a lot larger than they are now.
And potatoes, how did she cook those?
Well, we had an old Dutch oven, and she generally cooked those potatoes down there in that Dutch oven, and she'd had a big old lid put on there and go sit down there at the fireplace, and she'd take coals out of that fireplace and put on that top of that Dutch oven and cook the potatoes. Mm-hmm. And we cooked a lot in Upton Ranch, and we went up there with, we cooked all of her bread that way too.
When she boiled potatoes, what did she put them in?
Well, she'd have a skewer or a vessel, something. She put them in. I don't remember now. It's been so dang long what she did put in.
What did she call the things that, oh, the deep ones like this? She had a skillet and a Dutch oven. What else did she have?
Oh, she had Dutch oven, skillets, and bread pans, and coffee pots, and tea kettles. That thing you kept put hot water in on the stove. Big old iron, big old heavy cast iron kettles.
And if she cooked soup or something, what did she stir it with?
Had a big old long wooden spoon.
Wooden, huh?
Yeah. Called it a ladle, I believe what she called it. Old spoon.
You mentioned that she had flowers. Did she bring those inside and put them in something?
Yeah, she'd put them in fruit jar and the first one thing, anything, sometimes tin can. Set around on the bureau, center table.
Did she eventually get something special just for flowers?
I don't remember that she did.
What did she call her best dishes?
I don't know where we had any best dishes.
Did she have any special word for them? Did she just say the dishes? Or?
Yeah, the dishes. I don't think she had any special dishes. I don't remember any.
I remember when I was a boy, everything was called china.
Well, we didn't have any china. We just had some old...
We didn't either.
And had case knives and forks. We didn't have any silverware or anything like that. Just case knives and forks.
That does a real job, doesn't it?
Yeah, it sure does.
What did your mother do after after the meal?
Well, she... You mean the noon meal or the breakfast? Or?
Any of them.
Well, after breakfast, she gets through breakfast, she'd clean up the house, and then afternoon, why, she'd get through, she'd maybe she'd make some of us kids a shirt or some clothing of some kind, do some sewing.
Well, did she do anything when she left the table? When you left the table, what did she do?
Well, she'd generally get up and wash the dishes, and made us kids wash them.
That's a dismal chore,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, it sure is. Brother and I used to have to wash the dishes all the time.
What did you do after you washed them? Did you do something to get the soap off?
Yeah, we'd put them in a, she had a big old bread pan there. We'd put them in that pan, pour some cold, clear water over them.
Did you call that anything special?
Do I?
Did you call that anything special when you poured the water on?
No, it just washed that soap off and make them dry and shine a little bit better.
Mm-hmm. Oh, you mentioned your mother washing clothes in the big,
pot.
Yeah, big pot.
Yeah.
What did you do with them after she washed them?
Well, we'd take them and hang them out on a line, had on the fence, or And then we had a clothesline there too, but we couldn't get them all on that clothesline. We're hanging the rest of them on the fence.
After she took them out of the water, did she do anything to them?
Well, she'd wrench them and then blow them.
Uh-huh.
And then hang them out.
Uh-huh. Well, to get back to the dishes, did you have anything that you'd wipe the plates with when you had them in the dishwater?
Yeah, we'd have a dish rag we'd wash them with, and then we had it. She had to take old flour sacks and make drying cloths with them, see, out of that.
Uh-huh.
And we'd dry them on those old flour sacks.
Uh-huh. What did you use to dry when you took a bath?
Well, we'd have some little old towels. Take a bath and wash up.
I remember that.
Yeah.
When you got running water in the house, well, eventually you did, in the house over the washbowl, what do you call those things that you turn
on? Faucets.
Uh-huh. And how about out in the yard?
Well, we didn't have any out in the yard.
How about here now?
Well, I got them here, yeah.
Same thing?
But, yeah, well, yeah, they call them hydrants. We call them hydrants out in the yard.
Uh-huh.